same place. Yeah, I went to that one there in Grayling. No, Gaylord. I'm sorry, Gaylord. Ooh, yeah. And then here's my brother-in-law. You know, he's like, he's chowing down on one of those, you know, signature big boy burgers. And he's like, oh, man, this is really good. I'm like, yeah, shut up, you know. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a great story about the big boys up in Gaylord. So, many, many moons ago, a guy I went to high school with worked for big boys. And he worked right out of that warehouse at 10 and Ryan, I believe it's 10 and Ryan. Anyways, they needed to make an emergency delivery up to Gaylord, and it was in the middle of winter. He couldn't drive a semi. They had nobody to go. So they packed up a van, and he said, you want to go for the drive? And we went for the drive. This is probably early 80s, I'm guessing, 83, 82, somewhere in there. Yeah, that's when I first learned that the Slim Jim sandwiches were pre-assembled at 10 and Ryan. The only thing they did was toasted the roll and the lettuce and tomato and fried it up, you know, there. But the bread, the cheese, the meat, pre-assembled right there at 10 and Ryan's.